We're always streaming there too, WTUZ.com. Streaming services brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. Let's take a look at what's new, shall we, for your weekend.
All right.
First, musically, two country releases out today. Newcomer Jordan Davis. He has that hit, Singles You Up. He's a Louisiana boy.
Oh.
His album, Home State, is out today.
Okay.
Also, the group High Valley, their acoustic album, Farmhouse Sessions. Don't know if it was recorded in a farmhouse.
That'd be interesting.
It would be. Don't know how the acoustics would be in a farmhouse.
But probably not very good.
Yeah. Farmhouse Sessions out today. Who knows what kind of sound effects you'd get inside of a farmhouse. Anyway. Hey, also out today, now that's what I call music volume number 99. Various artists on there.
Isn't that like the most popular from
from like the past year or 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
You know you're old when back in the day you used to listen to now that's what I call volume like 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's how you know you're getting up there.
Getting up there in age, Eric.
Now 99. Boarding House. That's Jack White, formerly of the White Stripes. His album out. And then Toni Braxton, R&B singer, her album Sex and Cigarettes. Hey now.
Hey.
That's out now. Today. For movies, new in theaters. As of this Friday, Pacific Rim Uprising. Scott Eastwood in that, which is Clint Eastwood's son.
Right.
The dude who played the mad scientist in Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston. His movie Isle of Dogs. Out today. And Sherlock Gnomes.
I've seen commercials for that.
Garden Gnomes, Gnomeo, and Juliet recruit renowned detective Sherlock Gnomes to investigate the mysterious disappearance of other garden ornaments.
Oh no.
Whatever will we do if we don't find those other garden gnomes?
I don't know. Something bad will happen.
You gotta get Sherlock Gnomes on the case. Black Panther still in theaters, number one film in like the whole entire world.
Yeah.
A Wrinkle in Time is out there. Mm. Strangers Pray at Night.
Yep.
Red Sparrow. All still in theaters.
Yeah.
Out now. Hey, I didn't know this was out. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Is it out on like DVD now?
Yeah, out for you to rent.
Awesome.
Or get on demand and pay like $5 for it. That Matt Damon movie, Downsizing, that's out too.
Okay.
Blood and Glory and Small Town Crime, out on DVD and on demand. Next week, Star Wars The Last Jedi will be out for folks to rent and
about
everything
time.
Else. Hey, also, what's new for your weekend? I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but it's out today. Unveiled today from the United States Postal Service, a Mr. Rogers stamp.
Oh.
We all know Mr. Rogers, famous for sending his good vibes, if you will, with his kind personality, with his manners. Now, with the help of Mr. Rogers, you can send out greeting cards, letters, maybe even pay some bills. Mr. Rogers stamp.
That's cool that they're doing that, that they're making a stamp with his profile or image on it.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers stamp out now for ready to be licked. Although I don't think you lick stamps anymore. I think they just they just come sticky, ready to go,
they're
right?
Stickers. It's a sticker stamp.
Let's be honest. You're basically paying whatever it is, 49 cents for a sticker.
That's all right.
It's all good, though.
It's all right.
I looked at the stamp, which has Mr. Rogers on it.
Yeah.
He has his red cardigan on.
Okay.
What was the puppet, the king puppet that he had?
Why are you asking me these hard questions?
I don't know, but that made the stamp and...
Yeah.
He has his hand up the puppet. And
ask our texters.
What the king was in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
I feel like someone should know.
I feel like you just asked them in a roundabout way, to be honest with you. You kind of just did. Also, what is new for your weekend? Our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. We have an update for it, Mary.
All right.
There's now a tie at number one.
Oh, no.
In the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, all brought to you by Weaver Appliance. Of course, the winner gets $500 to Weaver Appliance. The bracket RVGG was in sole possession of number one going into last night's games. Mm-hmm. Now he's tied at number one, or I'm assuming that's a gentleman, tied with the bracket who just goes by a number. 844 is the bracket. They're tied with RBGG right now for the top spot in the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. Tied for third, you have Fire Stomp, Emily 87, and also our very own Babbling Brooke. She's in there too.
Brooke tied is still for third up top
with everybody. There for sixth place, two-way tie for sixth, Brent Reneker. Also, somebody who picked the Buckeyes to win the national championship, ESPN fan, 191. Sorry, the Buckeyes, I mean, they're already out of the tourney there.
That's so not going to happen.
Can't win it. Big Al's best guess, Buckeyes, who goes by Caitlin. Also, another one that just goes by a number, 5855, all tied for eighth place.
Wow.
So there's some moving and some shaking within the bracket challenge.
And more's going to happen later this weekend, right?
Yeah, where am I? I'm at 28th place out of everybody. Chris Kale also tied with me there, 28th place.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-huh. Robin B's up there. I know Robin B was in the running higher than she is now. She's 21st, tied there with others. Greg R. is up there. Jill Z. is up there, too, still in the running. Let me see if I can find Joe Geckler, where Joe Geckler may be. Mary, do you know where you were? You were like 49 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Last week,
I forget
right?
now.
I'm trying to scroll and find your name. Adam Alphabet, a.k.a. Adam Sawesky, 47th, tied with others there. Of course, he's our stringer for New Philadelphia Quakers Athletics. Shannon Thomas, 58. Mary Alice, 64.
64.
You dropped a little bit, Mare.
That's okay. I'm still ahead of Joe, right?
Yeah. And
the sports director.
And ahead of Josh Legg. Joe was 77th last week, and after last night's games, Joe fell one spot to 78th place. So.
Good job, Joe.
He continues to fall in the rankings.
We have such a great sports director. He knows his stuff.
Mary, he is really a great
He's
guy.
He's great.
When
yeah.
it comes to picking games, though, not so much.
Yep.
By the way, West Virginia plays today. They take on Villanova. Also playing today, Kansas and Clemson, Syracuse and Duke, Purdue and Texas Tech. As the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, presented by Weaver Appliance, rolls along.
Yeah.
Also, big thanks to TMK Valley Propane and Pace Landscape Supply. Hey, you want a poll update?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them.
All right. Polls are up. Facebook and Twitter poll Friday. Let's look at the first one. Mary, I know where your allegiance lies. It lies with the Backstreet Boys. Mine with NSYNC. But right now, Z Country, they have spoken a couple hours in. And Z Country, you can never go back from this. 64% of you say you prefer the Backstreet Boys over
nice.
NSYNC. 64 nice. To 36%. We'll see if that changes throughout the morning. Also, the other question, how do you cleanse your body? Washcloth or a loofah? Z Country, you're doing it to me again. 64% of you say washcloth.
What?
While 36%, I know, Mary. I know. Mary and I we're both loofah people.
We are.
You're a loofah gal, I'm a loofah guy. But anyway,
it's
Z Country.
Okay, guys, you can admit it.
Yeah, listen, there's nothing wrong with using a loofah.
No, nothing at all.
Like you said last hour, the washcloth, the suds just seep through. It doesn't stay sudsy enough.
That's right.
Then you have to end up adding more soap, and it's
a waste.
No bueno.
Pick the loofah.
No bueno. And, I mean, come on, loofah comes on a string.
It does.
Can't beat that. It's better than soap on a rope, I tell you.